Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 30th of December, Yoked to Christ. The rest that we receive as we remain yoked to Christ marks the end of anxiety and of other emotions of sin that arise when we live according to the flesh. Rest belongs only to those who are properly yoked to Christ. This yoke is the headship of Christ. The Lord is calling every man to be yoked to Him. He is calling every woman to be yoked to Him. If we are being yoked to Christ in the order of headship, we will be properly yoked to each other in our households and from house to house. We will be finding rest for our soul as we show forth the virtues of Him who called us out of darkness and into His marvellous light. The testimony of those who are yoked to Christ is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures, find rest for my soul. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." This is the implication of walking with Christ in the fellowship of His travail. As King David then testified, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because I fear the Lord. For you are with me, as he was with the repentant thief. Your chastening rod and your staff, they comfort me." Both elements of rest and travail meet in the Father's agape meal, which is the provision for our daily journey with Christ. Acknowledging this reality, King David further said, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The references used in today's devotions are 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 and Psalm 23 verses 1 to 6. For further study, Hebrews chapter 13.